Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Perfect timing as we're back here on our Black and Gold Draft Show of 504 Golf and Entertainment. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Attelier, Mike Hawes, and Deuce McAllister. The Carolina Panthers guys at pick number 8 just selected Arizona wide receiver Ketaroa McMillan. And the Black and Gold now on the clock, gentlemen. Who will it be for the Saints?
I would run up to that board with Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I think he's a difference maker, that two down linebacker, and then on third down, say, sick him. Get after the quarterback. So that would be my choice here.
Well,
he's my highest rated player, Jalen Walker.
And my choice would be a Georgia Bulldog. Being Jalen Walker or Mikael Williams. Both coming off the edge, either of those guys. If they would go offense, I think it would be Tyler Warren.
Warren. I agree with you, Bobby. It's probably Tyler Warren if it's offense, and you know. But from a defensive standpoint, I'm probably leaning towards Jalen Walker as well. You want to play a 3-4 at some point. You're going to have to replace Demario Davis. I think he's a perfect guy, like you said, Mike. I don't have to take him off, and the Saints actually pick is in. Let's see if we can figure it out. They've already run up there, like you said. but for me, it's one or two of the
Georgia players.
Yeah, and it is not a quarterback at number 9, so that tells you right there from the Saints' standpoint.
Yeah, they weren't going to reach and pick Shedeur this high. No.
I told this to Charlie yesterday.
He or Dart.
Is there it's a too player high. You would run to the podium with?
And it's neither one of those guys that we talked about. It is offensive tackle.
From Texas?
From Texas, Banks.
Whoa. Now that shows you right there that you know who's going to be moved on the inside?
Trevor Penning.
Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa. How many times? Mike, I've been saying for 2 years, moving the guard.
That's where he's going. So the Saints for the last, I think it's been since what, 2015? 2016, they've drafted either an offensive lineman.
2014.
Defensive lineman, and they do it again. It's Kelvin Banks Jr., the Texas tackle. Is in. And so the Saints, they ran up to the board. We talked to them today. They talked about establishing the line of scrimmage, whether it was offense or defense, and they have done so with this pick.
Well, I had Kelvin Banks going
he's
to
a little down the line.
Going to the Cardinals at number 16. So I don't know, a 9-16, Mike, is that?
He's a second tackle off the board, and a lot of people coming into the
really
season.
The third,
Missouri. Yeah. Well, coming into the season, he was ranked by most publications as the number one tackle coming into the season. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Some people
can find some flaws. But if you go back and you look at what Philadelphia did, they dominated the line of scrimmage. And that's exactly what the Saints are trying to do. But I agree with you. It's definitely a sign to back-to-back years. You pick a left tackle and basically a right tackle. And so for Trevor Penning, the opportunity has to go inside.
That's why they're not picking up that $16 million.
You're fine.
And you know what else, Deuce and Mike? We have an offensive head coach.
Well, he's an offensive
head.
I want to protect whoever the quarterback is.
Yes.
Whether it's Derek Carr or whether it's a rookie.
And even when we had Drew Brees, you know what we took for granted? Our offensive line was always kicking ass.
Yeah.
We had a top 3 offensive line. I'm going back with Teron Armstead and all that. You know, going way back, our offensive line, we were dominant. You know, and sometimes, no matter who even had center, guard, tackle, and then when you don't have that, they say, we're not the same. And that's what they're trying to get back to.
The same.
Well, you have to definitely get back to it. You want to open up some holes for some guys. And, from an offensive scheme standpoint, I don't have to help as much. Even though I have some young tackles on the edge, now it's just securing inside for your quarterback and, being able to create some lanes and protect the quarterback.
The one thing with Banks, he has started 3 years, 18-year-old, three-year starter at left tackle for University of Texas. In high school, Texas kid, committed to Oregon. He was going to go to Oregon. Mario Cristobal decides to go to Miami of Florida, opened the door. I remember Coach O, Texas, went after him, and he ended up at Texas. But he has started there since an 18-year-old.
Well, here's a question for you. Does he play left tackle or does he play right
left tackle?
Tackle
all his life?
I know what I'm saying. Do you put him at right tackle?
I put him at left tackle, and then I'm putting Fuaga where he was originally, tackle.
You're going to put him at right tackle?
Yeah, because that's where Fuaga, they made him play left tackle. He was a right tackle.
But I mean, you needed him at left.
Right. So now I think you got your cake and eat it too.
So we're waiting on the official line, but we've been told Kelvin Banks Jr. is the selection for the Saints.
Right now, television showing the inside of the Saints draft room over here.
Like they don't know. The 2025 NFL draft. The New Orleans Saints select Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle, Texas.
The pick is in and official now. Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas, joining the black and gold with the ninth overall selection in the 2025 draft, guys.
And the fans aren't hooping and hollering because it's not a skilled player.
Well, they hadn't heard it officially.
That's right.
They hadn't heard it.
There's a delay.
Okay, let me hear this.
Well, there you go.
Well, Bob, I think the excitement is about what
it was the start of a who dap and just who.
Right. Unless you get
not the excitement that you wanted from the fan base in here.
Yeah. But
it's like, what? That's not who we were looking for.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't want a skilled player most of the time. But
that's normally what sells.
I tell you what. Right now on paper, I think in the future, 2 or 3 years to come, and building on this year, we might have the best duo of tackles.
Oh, you'll have the best bookend tackles.
I think in
2 years you should have the best bookend
tackles.
Yeah, in 2 years.
Because
I won't throw them in as rookies. I'll give them
give them a year.
give them a year.
So 2026.
Yeah, young bookend tackles. You should have those guys and both of those guys.
Y'all remember Ramchek, Teron Armstead? I mean, the list goes on and on.
That seems like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That we had them here at the tackle spots.
I think about that. Since 2014. The Saints have taken a D lineman or an offensive lineman every year in the first round.
Right. The only really aberration is Olave, but he went in the first round, but so did Penny.
Yeah, but both then, went.
And
in
Eric
first round.
McCoy was the only pick in the second round.
Correct.
So with a of their first round or the pick that they had, that's amazing.
Dude, and Eric, look what you had to give up to get him.
Yeah.
Wondering how you feel about Banks over a guy like Menbu.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I think both of them are close.
I think they're both studs.
Do you like caramel in your coffee, or do you want a little
sweet cream?
Yeah, sweet cream, or I'm not a creamer guy, but I mean that's where we're at.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. I was going winter wheat, but I mean that's a little heavy. You know, it's not cold outside.
I think all the offensive tackles that have been drafted so far, and you know, in our backyard, Will Campbell, they'll all have success. And I think the Mizzou kid, and I think Kelvin Banks Jr., they all could be just as good as Will Campbell in the NFL.
Okay, here's the deal. The Menbu difference between him and Banks. Basically, Menbu, all his career, has played right tackle. Kelvin Banks has played left tackle all his life.
And the other thing, I think both of them are probably maulers as well. Well, Will is probably more of a technician.
Will's the technician.
Yeah, Will's more of a technician. But for Banks and Menbu, they're probably more of maulers, probably like Fuaga as well at his tackle position. He's going to be a guy that's a mauler, you know, but probably didn't get to do it as much this past year.
We think about how the Eagles were built.
Yeah.
And this is reminiscent of them taking a guy that this is how the Eagles won. They won up front,
right,
offensive 100%.
Line. Yeah, and if you can't get Stoutland, the offensive line coach.
No, I want him, though.
Yeah, if you can't get him, then at least get some pretty good players.
We're here on the draft show at 504 Golf & Entertainment. Joining us now,
where
guys,
you gonna trade to?
We've got Saints standout corner Alante Taylor in the radio huddle. He's joining us here on the Black and Gold Draft Show here at 504 Golf and Entertainment. Alande, thanks so much for joining us. What do you think about this draft madness going on right now?
Man, it's dope, man. There's a lot of people here. Wasn't expecting this, but.
Yeah, it filled up early, and I'm getting warm in here. I feel like there's tons of bodies going on. It's like almost a club.
Hey, so, Alante, do you feel like you're the dog, like you're the number one corner right now, considering that Lattimore is gone? Paulson and Debo's gone. You know, you were under. They brought you up under their wing. So right now, look at the experience. I mean, you're the top gun, right?
Yeah, for sure. Those guys taught me well. I learned a lot from both of them. So let's roll.
Bob, he didn't have to ask the question. Just to look at his face, he could answer that real
well,
quick.
Well, you have to get Kool-Aid to play with as much confidence as you have.
Yeah, for sure. He got it.
Okay. He got that swag. Yeah. Okay, that's what we need. Because, you know, right now, we then all of a sudden, I remember at this time last year going into training camp, everyone viewed in the NFL perspective that our cornerback's as good as it gets in the NFL. Now all of a sudden, Lattimore goes into trade, and the Debo signs of the Giants to go like, oh, well, we're young. Mm-hmm. And like only really three guys got NFL experience. Mm-hmm. So you look at it, now you're going to pick up someone else. So how much do you put upon your shoulders, along with, you know, defensive back coach, you know, you're in the meeting room, to take that leadership role and to lead the defensive backs? And, you know, you got Honey Badger and all that. But now compared to when you first came in, you understand your responsibility.
Man, I put a lot of weight on my shoulders, but I feel like God blessed me with heavy shoulders for a reason. And I think this is the perfect situation for me. You know, being a leader at the University of Tennessee and being a young guy there and then kind of building my way up. And like I said, Lat taught me so much. Paul and Debo taught me so much. And we still got Tyron in the room, man. So we still got that veteran experience. But I feel like, you know, I've learned a lot in the past 3 years with, you know, good games and bad games, right? So I feel like I have a lot of experience. So, you know, just now I'm learning the new system and just taking my role and, you know, leading those young guys and showing them how to go.
Alante, their plan is to put you outside. You won't play in the nickel, or have they broached that subject with you?
I think we'll see. I feel like I'm going to play a little bit of both. Okay. I don't think I'll just be outside or just inside. I think I'll move around a little bit. You go back to that 2020 defense when they run the Super Bowl with Jalen Ramsey and those guys. So kind of look at me in that role.
Okay. And if you play both, you get paid more money.
You know, you want to be better.
I don't know.
But you want to be an outside corner. Don't listen to Bobby.
But
don't listen to Bobby talking about just being a nickel guy.
The more you could do. You pay outside,
No. No more than I'm an outside corner. Yeah. Don't let me get more numbers at nickel. Sure. I mean, because you look at those salaries and compare them, you're an outside corner.
For sure.
So I know you guys have been doing a little bit of OTAs and not a lot of field work or any of that so far. But from an implementation standpoint, how comfortable are you with what they're talking right now? I mean, because the field work will come later on. Right. But, I mean, from, understanding what they want us to do, how much different it is, you know, how do you feel so far on what you've learned?
Man, I feel super confident. I feel like, you know, Teg, the head strength coach, is doing a lot of different things that, you know, we have never done before. And I think he's done a lot of things that's going to, you know, help us stay healthy. I think that's been our biggest issue the past couple years. And so super excited about that. And then just the scheme, man, we get into the playbook on Monday when we come back for phase two. So super excited about that, man. I think the coaches are doing well. Us as a DB group, we're doing extra work every day after the workouts. So super excited, man. I just can't wait to get to work with these guys and whoever else joins the team.
Alante, appreciate you joining us here. What do you think about the Saints making that pick at number 9 to beef up the offensive line some more?
Hey, we need it, though, right? I feel like, I believe in Mickey and those guys and the choices that they make. And so, we got an offensive tackle. We got a guy who's going to come in and be beside another dog that we drafted last year in the first round as well.
For
so
sure.
I think he's going to adapt very well and fit into the scheme.
So, Alante, were you Joe Quidd of who's the real dominant orange, UT? Who's the real UT, Tennessee or Texas?
Yeah, Tennessee. We already know the answer to that. No question.
Well, they're both in the SEC now.
Yeah.
It don't matter, though. We're still the real UT, though.
The real UT.
The real UT.
Definitely appreciate you stopping by here and hope you enjoy the rest of the night here at 504 Golf, Alante.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
We're here at the 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans doing our black and gold draft show, folks. Make sure you stop by 3800 Howard Avenue in New Orleans. We're going to take a break here and be right back with more. So stay tuned on your home of the black and gold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WO back in the mix here on the Black and Gold Draft Show, bringing you every pick of the draft plus all pro analysis. Come join us at 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. We'd love to meet you out here. The New Orleans Saints just selecting a new offensive tackle. Kelvin Banks Jr. joining the Black and Gold out of Texas. We'll be hearing from him soon on New Orleans Saints Radio. The Chicago Bears were on the clock, gentlemen, after the Saints, and to me, made a surprising move in taking Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan, over Tyler Wormat from Penn State.
Surprised me too, but I do know that a former Saints head coach was trying to get to this spot because he envisioned Colston Loveland as Jimmy Graham Part 2.
Man.
They two different style tight ends. Tyler Warren, to me, is a lot like Kittle. Loveland is a lot like Jimmy Graham. This big, tall, almost wide receiver playing tight end. And now, man, Caleb Williams? Man, you got no excuses now with all that talent around you. You got no excuses.
I agree with you.
None. And the 49ers are up with the selection now, and they need help across the board, but defense is where they really need some help up front in that front seven.
Yeah.
And could it be one of the Georgia guys, Mykael Williams?
I'm feeling Jalen Walker here,
Jalen,
Mike.
No. That, I think they like the edge guy.
You know,
and that's who they've selected, Mykael Williams, defensive end, University of Georgia. It's a guy that spent a lot of time. Actually, Pete Jenkins was the one who tipped me off. 2 weeks ago, I told Steve about it. He says, where you got Mykael rate? I said, 13th. He said, I bet he goes a little quicker than that. He went 11th.
Yeah, and looking at the 49ers, I don't think, and they were for a number of years. Now, look, what contract are they going to give Purdy?
Got an old team, Bob.
Right? No. To me, who team. You look at the NFC West? I look at the Rams. I look at the Rams ahead of the 49ers.
Well, look at that defense for the Rams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They all young.
And who played the Eagles better than the Rams at the end? Look, in the snow. We were talking about that earlier, Deuce.
And one of the things in talking to a general manager this week, he told me, by the way some of these picks are going to come out, man, they're going to have some quality guys in the 20s. All those teams are in the playoffs because it's personal preference
and the rich
on what
get
you
richer.
Want. And the rich are going to get a little richer with a guy that they've got ranked much, much higher and where he gets
picked.
And you know
what we're going to get on the radio right now? I think the only offensive player on the Saints that would have started off with the Eagles Super Bowl team. Now, he might have to play guard. He might have been the center. Yeah.
Good setup.
He's been playing with everybody money over here. Bob wants you to move. He wants you to move to guard. He told Lucky he wanted him to be
With the Eagles. We just put him with the Eagles, the starting guard. And I think I was being honest. I said, let me tell you, Eric McCoy, look at the Eagles team, the Super Bowl champs, and the Saints. I said, Eric McCoy is the only one that can start off with the Eagles on our team.
So
and I'm keeping it real.
That might be a little bit true, but if I'm going to be a center, I'm going to be the captain of the offensive line.
But I don't know. The Eagles just paid their center.
They paid him a lot.
I think he want to get in line to make sure I get that type of contract.
Yeah. I don't know. Center, guard, you need to do it both, right? You got to do it all.
No, not me. No, sir. I play center.
But isn't it good for your – if you're young on your resume, you can play center or guard.
Yes, absolutely.
Eric said he ain't young no more.
But not me.
Yeah,
I got you.
So, Eric, you're adding another piece to the board in picking up Kelvin Banks Jr. Mm-hmm. You know, just I don't know how much you know about him. He was an Outland Trophy winner as far as this past year.
Coming
into the year, most draft pundits had him as the number one tackle. So I think it's a little bit about choice, you know, when you talk about whether he's the first, second, or third, on the fit. But without even looking at him, you know, what are some of the things that you guys want him to have to buy into to be able to fit in that room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the offensive line is going to set the standard of the entire team. And that starts with me, obviously. But then it trickles down. It trickles down from C's to the young guys. And so it's like something he's going to buy in. Like we and he, as a rookie, is going to have to buy into the attitude, buy in that we have to be the protector of the team, protector of the quarterback, and that we are going to have to establish a run game.
Now, Eric, the question I have for you, how do you view this? Now, you're coming out of college, and Fuaga was flexible. Mm-hmm. He always played right tackle at Oregon State, mm-hmm. then moved to left tackle, however you can help the team. But now you have an individual who's always played left tackle, now Fuaga can go back to right tackle. But to talk about that transition, maybe what could happen with the coaches talking to a player, and would Fuaga be interested in going back to his position when he's played in college, going back to right tackle? I mean, it was rookie year, he's playing left tackle. Mm-hmm. But now you have – that's his more natural position based on coming into the league, and then now you're going with Banks at left tackle. Mm-hmm. So do you see that maybe coming about?
It could. It 100% could, but I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you that Tali is – I can tell you that Tali is an extremely talented individual.
Right.
Like left, right, you could line him up any position on the offensive line. I think he'd be a dog, because he just got that dog in him. I don't know if it's that poly blood running through his veins, but like it could happen.
Well, could Trevor Penning be a dog at guard? Because we need him.
I think so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he's got the size.
Yeah.
He's got the athleticism. He's got the physicality, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that could happen, but that's also above my pay grade. As we all know.
I want to know, before Bobby goes,
from
a health standpoint wise, how are you doing, and have you been doing anything in the OTA sessions that you guys that started a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. You know, I appreciate you asking. Yeah. I am doing well. You know, last year was a tough year for me, just physically. Had a couple soft tissue injuries. But I've been a full participant in OTAs. I stayed here through the majority of the offseason in the training room, in the weight room with the new staff, Ted, Luke, Riley, Bird, all those guys, trying to build up my soft tissue resiliency, because that's just something that plagued me all of last year. And in my career, that's where I've had issues. Like, I've never had a broken bone. I've never had a – yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I got you, brother. I'm knocking on the wood for you.
Well, if you would have got hurt against the Eagles, we would have beat the Eagles. I still say that.
Well, he's been saying that.
That's a compliment. I appreciate that. Yeah.
He's been saying that.
Yeah.
See, playing the center position, and I've told this to Bob all the time, other than quarterback, I think it's the toughest position to play in the NFL, because not only you have to do your job, mm-hmm. you the communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to the guard talk to the tackles, mm-hmm. but also sometimes you got to kind of calm the quarterback and make sure you're picking up now a lot of interior blitzes. Years ago, that was all coming from the edge when Bob played. That was a lot coming from the edge, not as much in the middle. Today, you see all these delays, and they kind of try to trick you.
Yeah.
Mentally, that's a difficult position to play.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And third down itself, like, that's an entire game plan. Like, you – listen, they going to throw some bad word stuff at you. So, no, it is a hard position to play, because, like you said, the mental part, the mental aspect, like, you really have to lock in, especially on third down days. But then you also have the same physical aspect as every other offensive lineman on the team. I'm not going to say it's the hardest. I'm not going to say it's the second hardest, because I think just offensive line in general is a hard position to play, especially pass protection. Like, you're going backwards against other men that are more athletic than you, and you got to stop them. Like, that takes a grown-ass man to – sorry, excuse my language.
No, you can say that.
You're good.
It takes a grown man to do that.
You know, Mark Schlereth, who's on Fox,
yep.
said the exact same thing you said. Every time I lined up, that guy across from me, he was more athletically gifted. So I got to beat him technically.
Damn right.
And mentally. Got
to beat him technically. Right.
Technically and mentally.
Years.
Damn right.
Now, as far as beating someone mentally, how do you – like a teammate – because I know in college y'all don't like it. No Aggie like no damn Longhorn. So now you got Mr. Kelvin. You got Kelvin coming to town. And now he's going to be a rookie.
He's buying breakfast. He's treating breakfast.
Are you going to make him sing? Are you going to make him sing for you?
Absolutely. You know, we're more of it. We don't make them sing all the time. Special occasions, you know, birthdays.
Right.
That's really the only one to make him sing. But, you know, he'll have his rookie duties. That's just what it is. I might go a little bit harder on him just because, you know, went to Texas University.
Yeah, you'll give him one of these with the horns down.
I got to give him a hard time.
Gig him, Aggies, gig him.
Gig him all the way. So, yeah, he's going to have a hard time. I can't wait for him to get those Mano's breakfast sandwiches on Saturday. I can't.
They coming.
Wait, oh, they coming. You know they coming. With some
they
syrup,
coming.
Some strawberry jelly. It's going to be a great time.
Saint Center Eric McCoy joining us here. And just curious, your initial impressions, head coach Kellen Moore, and maybe give us some hope for this Houdat Nation out there, man. They've been hurting after last season, obviously.
Hell, they ain't the only ones. No, I'll just say he's young, he's offensive-minded, and he's fresh off a Super Bowl win.
Right.
So he has the pedigree. He commands a room. And I think he's brought excitement back to players, staff. So I'm excited for who he can be for this team and this city. Like you said, last year was a rough one for us.
Right.
Last couple have been rough for us. So.
Also, you know, if you had to make the second pick for the Saints, is there a certain position at least you would want to target? I know, above your pay grade.
Very above my pay grade.
If you're drafted in Madden, I guess, who are you picking for the Saints?
Are you asking my guess?
No, who Eric McCoy would want.
Or who you guess at a quarterback, maybe late first, early second, at 40th, or move up, or?
I'll be honest with you, like, I don't know. So what I thought was going to happen was we were going to snag that cat that Carolina got, and then we were going to backdoor and trade up for another tackle. But obviously, hopefully that might just flip-flop.
Might be something flip-flop that happens.
Might be a little flip-flop. So, yeah, but I do love the Kelvin Banks pick. Anytime we get offensive line talent added to the room, like,
I have a question for you. I mean, I'm going to ask it even though, oh, Bobby, it's a draft show. Would you be against at least making the phone call to give Aaron Rodgers $10 million to come to New Orleans? I mean, why not? look what Aaron Rodgers has done. People want to
you going to read off the stats?
No, you got to, yeah.
You're going to read off the stats.
We don't have that kind of time.
You have to look at what he did last year. People don't realize how dominant Aaron Rodgers was last year. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, he threw for right under 4,000 yards, mm-hmm. 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I don't know. That sounds pretty good to me. That sounds like an old man to me.
So Bobby,
you pay him $10 million.
When is he reporting?
I mean, come on,
Bobby. When is he reporting?
Before you start the regular season,
we gotta call him up because you want to get the Houdat Nation excited. You want the dome packed, feast or famine, whatever. I'm just telling you, what have you done for me lately? I just told you what Aaron Rodgers did lately.
Is he gonna do OTAs or he's not coming until?
How many wins has the quarterbacks we have right now in the building working out at OTAs? How many games have they won in the NFL?
None. I mean,
goose egg.
Yeah,
zero.
You preach it to the choir. But if you're trying to build a team right now, though,
no, I mean, I'm worried about this year. I ain't worried about 2026. I want Aaron Rodgers now.
We are taking a break.
The Houdat Nation would be all excited about Aaron Rodgers.
Center Eric McCoy, thanks so much for joining us, man.
I hope
you enjoy the wild time here. Taking a break here. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned on WWL.
I know.
Welcome on back into the Black and Gold Draft Show. Just had a fun sit down with Saints center Eric McCoy, recapping some of the latest picks in the first round of the NFL draft. At pick number 9, it was the Saints selecting Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas. After that, the Chicago Bears getting tight end Colston Loveland. At pick number 11, San Francisco 49ers getting Mykael Williams out of Georgia. Bama inside Tyler Brooker, inside offensive lineman Tyler Brooker going to the Dallas Cowboys. They were going for offensive line, trying to beef up the Cowboys trenches there. And the Miami Dolphins getting Kenneth Grant, Michigan defensive lineman. And coming just off to the board to the Indianapolis Colts was Penn State tight end Tyler Warren, now the Atlanta Falcons on the clock.
And so we saw the tight ends pick kind of switch.
Right.
Because all of us thought maybe Loveland would end up in Indy and Tyler would go ahead of him, either at 9 or 10. But it's kind of swung. Now, the Falcons don't pick a defensive player here, I'd be shocked.
I would be shocked, too.
I mean, because this is a football team that's in desperate need of defense.
So why is Jalen Walker now, while he's fallen to the 15th pick, right in, that's Athens, is like basically 75, 80 miles from Atlanta.
Name me a University of Georgia guy that's been in Atlanta. They almost like the Saints with LSU players. Bill Goldberg was there when you were there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's about it. Yeah, they don't have the UGA.
They don't have a lot of UGA.
It'd be like the Saints fans complaining, where's all the LSU players?
I agree.
You have LSU, more Falcons players from LSU.
That is true.
You remember the center? Look at the center. Oh, Mike, his name's of mine from Baton Rouge. Who's the center for the
Todd
Falcons?
Todd McClure.
Todd McClure, who played forever. And, you know, so and then vice versa, we'd have more of the UGA
players. Oh, you got a
players.
Lot of Georgia guys compared to what you got LSU
and
guys.
We had the one about remember Deucey didn't play? And Jonathan Sullivan. Man, but I need a hamburger. Remember when he was inactive?
No, he was out there.
Hamburger, was hot dog.
Hot dog. He was with the press eating with the.
Yeah, come on. But they're looking at the Falcons right now, Mike, you'd think they'd have to go defense. Now, you look at
Mike Green for Marshall or Jalen Walker.
Okay, how about Will Johnson? You know, he's kind of slid the cornerback. A lot of ability. Not necessarily last year, but the year before, he said was the top corner.
He was the top corner a year ago.
Yeah.
But he was playing for Jim Harbaugh, too.
Yeah.
Now, Harbaugh kind of pushed his button. He knew how to motivate him really good. And so we didn't see that from Will.
And so, Mike, looking at the inside linebacker, Jahad Campbell, from is he more a 20s guy from Bama? Or?
Well, he would be, to me, a guy that you would pick because I've got him ranked 15th. But that's with a little star because of the surgery.
The shoulder injury?
With his shoulder.
Yeah, and then now, just to be honest, that we're not on the Saints bandwagon. Mike and I, a number of us, had Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle from Texas with the Saints. Like, I had him going 16 to the Cardinals.
17.
Mike, 17. So, I don't know. We picked him 9th. So, I mean, I think both those 9th or 16 that you should work out for your prospective team.
No, he got to play and Jack 1, day 1.
Yeah, day 1. Then I'm looking like who the Cowgirls picked, Tyler Brooker, the guard. I had him in the 20s, Mike, like the highest early 20s.
Okay.
Where do you have Tyler Brooker?
Tyler Brooker, for me, was actually, I had him going mid-20s. He was my 30th ranked player.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So,
but Jerry loves linemen. I told Deuce before they pick. They're not going to pick a receiver.
If it was going to be McMillan.
Yes.
But since he was gone, you know, it was pretty much going to be an offensive lineman. I probably would have taken Walker. I know he's not like Michael Parson, but for a defensive help as bad as you were defensively,
right, go there.
I know you're all pro. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, retired.
Now you got to pay Michael Parsons. So that's going to be the
that's
other
the problem
part.
For me.
So, Mike, you're saying like Tyler Brooker, where he was going. To me, that's more reach with Dallas than with the Saints.
But think about Miami.
They picked Kenneth Grant.
Grant,
to me, was a 20s pick.
Yeah.
Charlie and I talked about it. If you were to fall back in the 20s, Kenneth Grant would have been perfect. Now, he didn't get the ink Mason Graham got,
right.
But, man, could he play the run, and he pushes that inside pocket real hard.
Yeah, because looking at a number of mock drafts, like Tyler Brooker, Mike, ahead of him, going like 25th to the Texans. So you look with Dallas pick, like 25th to 12th, where the Saints, like you look at a lot of mock drafts, they had like the Cardinals 16 versus 9. So I'm just saying when you look at like Booker, to me, was more like a mid-20s than versus you look at Banks with the Saints taking him at number 9. But you know why it's going to work out? It's the fit for the Saints because they're going to put Fuaga at right tackle and they're going to have Banks at left tackle.
And it'll work out for Booker. I'm telling you. Tyler Booker can play.
With Dallas.
He'll play, and he'll be an instant starter for the Cowboys. Instant starter for them at guard.
So their pick is in, and so we're just waiting for it. For Atlanta.
But they picked the whole 15 minutes?
They did. They took the whole time.
Maybe on the phone?
They have picked 8th the last 3 years. 8th. They only have five draft picks in this whole draft. This is the first one. And it's for a team that's picked eight three straight years.
And they only have five picks. And Hoss, you bring that up. And you know how we won the division a number of years in a row? You know who's lived up to expectations? Damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Look how they won as of late. I mean, you know, the Atlanta's fans are disappointed. They thought last year was maybe their year. Now, we were hoping we'd be in the mix, not necessarily Carolina. But right now, the team to beat in the NFC South is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Now,
to beat the division.
We talked about the Falcons don't pick Georgia players, but this is the perfect fit. Jalen Walker to Atlanta.
Yeah, Mike,
perfect fit.
I thought he'd be top 12, if not top 10 pick.
And he'll be a really, really good player for them and a great leader in the locker room.
That said on TV, there was a 1% chance he would be available at pick 15.
Oh, yeah.
1% chance.
And Atlanta and the Falcons take Jalen Walker.
2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia.
There it is, off the board, gentlemen.
It's going to be interesting. Okay, you're going to see the matchup as a fan coming off the edge. Who's going to win? Is Al Tackle going to win, or is he going to need help against Jalen Walker? Who's going to win that battle?
And I really think here, if Mike Green did not have the off-the-field issues,
he would have been a pick.
He would have been long gone.
From Marshall.
But he would have been the pick here.
Yeah.
But because of the off-the-field issues, one thing you ain't got to worry about with Jalen. Man, Jalen's a great leader. He's a guy that he's really super smart, instinctive, always on the field. He can play off linebacker for two downs. And then I say, Walker, go after the quarterback in a pass rush.
Stick around for more of the Black and Gold Draft Show live from 504 Golf and Entertainment. We've got the Arizona Cardinals on the clock right now. Jalen Walker just selected by Atlanta Falcons, linebacker out of Georgia, staying right there. We'll be back right after this on WWL. Stay tuned. We are back here on the Black and Gold Draft Show here at 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Want you to stop by. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, bringing you all the picks as they happen. We just had the Atlanta Falcons taking Jalen Walker from the University of Georgia off the board. The Arizona Cardinals
pick is in.
We are waiting to find out that is number 16 after the Cardinals pick. The Cincinnati Bengals will be on the clock.
SEC, watch Walter Nolan. Mike, we all like him from Ole Miss. Deuce, you know about him. Walter Nolan, defensive tackle.
Yeah, I like Walter.
Also, if they're coming off the edge, watch it. Donovan, how you say his name?
Arizaku.
Arizaku from Boston College. Kind of slated in around this area. Now, they were interested in – this is where I had initially Kelvin Banks going to, who the Saints
That made a lot of sense for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to protect Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, yeah.
Trying to protect him at this spot. So, but the Cardinals, Bob, I told you, I've had some bad luck trying to pick their guys. Cincinnati's have been a little bit different for me.
So the Bengals pick outlaws. It don't matter how many times you went to jail or something.
The Bengals don't care.
Yeah. And he got arrested four or five times, but he's paid his dues. He's all right.
Yeah.
I never forget that linebacker, Mike, from Arizona State.
Bertu.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I think he even got in trouble during the season. He got off, and it was like, but he was hell. He knocked the crap out of him. He got a personal foul penalty.
Okay, they had a deal, and I think Steve Geller found the stat that the Atlanta Falcons have not picked a University of Georgia player in the first and second round since 1966.
Wait, that's when they became a franchise.
Exactly.
So their entire history.
The entire time. They have not picked. At least the Saints picked Devery Anderson
in
round two.
Yeah,
at least they got him. But, man, that's a long stretch.
And that's right. That's like LSU's in the Saints' backyard where Georgia's in the Falcons' backyard, the Georgia Bulldogs
but
right there.
Why I thought if he was either Michael, who I thought could be available here, is that the owner of the Falcons, team playing, all the scouts, head coach, assistant coaches, they flew to Athens, Georgia, private workout, Michael Williams, Jalen Walker.
Oh, look who's going, what we said. Walter Nolan. Ole Miss.
Deuce, I'll throw it to you on Walter.
Yeah.
I got my thoughts on it.
Walter Nolan
Big
can be a Pro Bowl player if he plays every play. Was the number one player in the country at one point. He's originally from Mississippi, moved to Tennessee, has a younger brother that has some talent as well, went down to Texas A&M, took the bag, came back to Oxford, really developed as the player that they thought he would be or should be. And I'm telling you, if he wants to be take over a game, I'm trying to think of a defensive tackle. Because
Jalen Carter.
I would give him Jalen Carter. He's probably a little thicker than Jalen Carter.
I think so. He's
probably a little bit thicker, but he has that type of ability, Bobby. I was going to say Aaron Donald, but he's bigger and he's quicker than Aaron Donald as far as for his – let me rephrase that. He's bigger, but he's not quick as Aaron Donald at a three technique. But, I mean, when he wants to take over a game
– it's all about motivation.
It's 100% about motivation.
Okay.
But hey, watch that LSU game.
Hey,
he spent more time in the backfield than thus far.
He is a strong and quick player. And here's the other thing. If you play a 3-4, he can kick out as an end.
Oh, is that
yes.
agile?
Yes, but he's a 300-pounder. And I don't know if he's 6'4", but he's every bit of 6'3". If he's not 6'4", he's probably with shoes on, he's 6'4". And he's every bit of 300 pounds. Every bit of 300 pounds.
Well, Mike, that's about where he got picked. That's about right? Middle.
Exactly. Yeah, now he's top 15. He's a top 15 type talent. Yeah. But I'm telling you, if he had that motor going off all the time, he's top 10. 10.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's all up to him.
Correct.
And he's got to have somebody press the buttons on him. Now, you look at Cincinnati. To me, Mike Green makes all the sense in the world here.
From Marshall.
Because Trey Hendrickson
wants to be paid.
And to me, the Bengals got to go defense. Their offense is Joe Burrow.
Enough offensive weapons.
Yeah, yes. They got to go defense. So, Mike Green, that makes sense. How he's motivated, kind of Lattimore-type attitude. Will Johnson from University of Michigan. Will, another area. It's all on the defensive side. Now, how about Tyleek Williams, the D-tackle, Ohio State, now that Walter Nolan's gone? That's another interior defensive player. Tell me what you think about Tyleek Williams.
He's an inside guy.
Yeah. And then looking at like Mike Green outside. I'm just going with defensive players. Then Will Johnson, the cornerback. Or like I think this maybe I'm more in the 20s. And I'll be interested. The first time I've written his name in a mock draft, James Pierce Jr., the edge guy from Tennessee.
Bob, if he didn't pass the Dale Carnegie test. He didn't get along too well with certain people at Tennessee. He'd be a great pick for them too, because they really don't care about that.
The attitude, right.
Well, the pick is in for the Bengals.
Yeah. And so that wouldn't be surprising, though.
Pierce Jr. has top 10 talent.
Oh, Pierce! It just the clock doesn't go off for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't match it. I mean, but his measurables, when you look at the combine numbers or at least the metrics, you know who I think it was, and you have to go back and look, his size, his wingspan, everything, the defensive end for Cleveland.
Miles Garrett?
Miles Garrett.
Exactly, almost within inches of Miles Garrett.
Whoa.
But he doesn't play like Miles Garrett.
Okay.
But measurables, height, weight, wingspan, hand, broad jump, 40, 10-yard.
That's how he looked.
His deal is, I only want to play. I don't want to deal with teammates. I don't want to deal with coaches. I don't want to deal with any of that. I just want to play.
And you look so the
But you're not in golf or tennis.
And then looking at
or swimming.
the Bengals, it's almost they have a player at every position. Interior, edge guy, cornerback, linebacker, even Jahad Campbell, his best inside linebacker from Alabama has even been mentioned by the Bengals. So I'd be surprised if they got to go defense.
They got to go defense.
If they don't go defense, then that'd be the shock.
Right. New Orleans Saints, they went offense. Offensive lineman from Texas, Kelvin Banks Jr. with the 9th overall pick. We just saw the Atlanta Falcons getting Jalen Walker. The Arizona Cardinals taking Walter Nolan. Right now the Cincinnati Bengals pick is in. We're waiting on that. We'll be back with more of our draft coverage right after this here on WWL.
Cincinnati.
Yes, indeed. Team WWL doing our black and gold draft show at 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. The Saints getting Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas at pick number 9. We just saw some guys coming off the board. Bama's offensive lineman Tyler Booker going to the Cowboys. Michigan D lineman Kenneth Grant to the Miami Dolphins. The Indianapolis Colts landing tight end Tyler Warren out of Penn State. The Atlanta Falcons getting University of Georgia linebacker Jalen Walker. The Arizona Cardinals followed that with Mississippi defensive lineman Walter Nolan. And the Cincinnati Bengals just picked up Texas A&M edge rusher Shamar Stewart. We're taking a break for our top of the hour news and be right back with more of our Black and Gold Draft Fest show right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.